You're listening to another edition of the Wealth Foundation podcast, where we help educate listeners on how to create a solid wealth foundation to build their dreams. And now your hosts.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. We're excited for another show. Today, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into how to find the right agent and also talk a little bit about the Infinite Banking Practitioner Program. Once again, we have an authorized practitioner and infinite banking expert, Mr. Frank Riedel.
Hello, everyone.
Well, welcome back, Frank. Excited for today's show. And we're actually going to do something new. We've been having people email us and call in with some questions. So we're going to start introducing a little bit of question and answer. If you have topics about the show or you have something unanswered that you want to hear about in the future, please let us know and we'd be happy to address those and highlight them on each program. So let's start off the show with the question from one of our listeners. We have Lisa in North Carolina, and she asks, I am currently planning for retirement. Should I consider adding either an infinite banking policy or an indexed annuity as a supplement to my 401k? And if so, which of these two would be most advantageous?
Well, you know, it's a great question, Lisa. And to answer your question, I would say that it just depends on your circumstance. Everybody is in a slightly different situation. And as we've talked about in previous presentations, we've talked about the fact that if you need sums of money, large sums of money, an infinite banking policy is going to do better than anything else as far as giving you access to chunks of cash. But if your main concern is to supplement and just really make sure that your 401k income last the rest of your life, then maybe you should look at an indexing annuity strategy. It just depends on what that 401k is being used for. I always believe that when people start 401ks, the purpose of the 401k is to create some income when they get older and retire. And there's no better way to secure that money than to put some or all of that 401k money into an indexing strategy and have it give you guaranteed income, give you income that can never run out, a bonus which never hurt. And in the healthcare doubler, like we talked about last week, that healthcare bonus, that provision that's built in there is amazing. That's why I would consider the indexing strategy if you really are at a point where you're saying, hey, listen, my 401k has done well the last few years. I like where we're at. But, you know, I also get a little nervous, you know, when things are going really well, and I don't want to take any losses on. So where can I put that to protect it and guarantee that income? I would say that she may want to consider at least a consultation and see some numbers, what it might look like to take a portion of that 401k and secure it. The other thing I might say is that with an infinite banking policy, the advantages with that are great too. So if depending upon how much she was able to fund her own family bank, that might determine as to whether or not that policy would be feasible at this stage. So I guess that's the best way I can answer that question. It's almost a question where you'd almost have to sit down and have a one-on-one consultation about this scenario, because it's a little bit of a general question. And I think the answer is much more specific than the question is.
Well, thank you for the question, Lisa. I agree with you, Frank, that everyone is unique and so is their situation. So unless we know exactly where you are and where you want to go with your financial planning, we can't give you individual advice on this show. The best thing you could do is set up a one-on-one consultation and we could fine-tune a strategy that perfectly fits what your objectives are. All right, looks like next we have Sharon in Florida, and she asks, how does an infinite banking policy differ from a regular whole life policy? I've heard you mention living benefits versus death benefits on another program. Can you explain that for me in more detail?
Well, that's a great question, Sharon. Thank you for that. The banking policy is completely different from your, what I call the garden variety whole life policy that your parents and my parents probably had, where those are policies that you're dealing with a cost of insurance issue, an insurability issue, and you're really just having a policy for the purposes of death benefit, permanent insurance versus term insurance, and something you can leave behind in a death benefit to your family. Now, with a banking policy, you're going to have a death benefit. You're going to have an estate that can be left behind, in most cases, completely tax-free in most states. But what I would say is that the biggest difference between living benefits and death benefits, Sharon, is that you get to benefit in a banking policy from the living benefits, as where with a regular whole life policy, really the only thing you're doing is you're preparing for the inevitable, and you're building up a death benefit for the purposes of leaving behind. So living benefits mean that you're able to access portions of the death benefit in advance. So you have them while you're living, be able to access portions of that in the form of cash. And again, when you borrow money out of a policy, the biggest misconception people have is, why would I borrow money out of a policy if I'm borrowing it from myself? Well, you got to keep in mind, Sharon, that you're not borrowing money from yourself. You're borrowing it from the insurance company. And if these policies are built correctly, you'll be borrowing it with non-direct recognition, which means that it's not affecting your growth when they're paid a dividend. So when dividends are paid out, it's not hurting you. It really creates a great leverage situation. A lot of people have known my story, but you can utilize an infinite banking policy like I did to either pay off some debts and be the honest banker in the scenario. So pay off a debt, take the money you were paying to that debt, channel it back into the policy, and watch that infinite banking policy grow into something much, much bigger than you could ever imagine. That's utilizing the living benefits in a properly designed policy so that you can take those living benefits and build your own system of finance that we like to refer to as building your own bank.
Yeah, that's a good explanation, Frank. One thing that our show isn't, we're not about setting up how to set up a life insurance policy. We want to talk about what is the infinite banking concept and how to use it. So if you're just interested in about the death benefit and not the life benefit, some average life insurance agent can help you. But what we want to cover is how infinite banking works, how to implement it, and how to optimize it to give you the best results. Great. Well, it looks like we have time for one more question from Columbus, Ohio. And Cynthia asks, every time I sit down and speak with a financial professional, I feel like the only thing they're interested in is how much money I have to invest, and everything they suggest seems to be tied to some sort of market exposure. What other options are there out there for a person who is risk averse? And Frank, I think that's a great segue into today's topic. What we're talking about is the Authorized Practitioner Program, something that I believe you refer to as the needle in the haystack effect. So maybe you can tell Cynthia why she's getting these answers from these so-called financial professionals.
Yeah, you know, Cynthia, that is a great question, and it can be very frustrating. The financial landscape, the financial world, I think is what I've seen, at least, and I'll just give my personal opinion on it. A lot of it looks the same. The landscape looks the same from a lot of companies and advisor to advisor. You do find exceptions out there, but so much of it sounds like, you know, you could go seemingly to 10 different companies, talk to 10 different advisors a lot of times to get pretty much 10 versions of the same idea, you know, and it's just, it's frustrating. I understand that. What we do when it comes to estate planning, what we do when it comes to insurance planning and infinite banking strategies and those kind of things is to talk with you from the standpoint of an authorized practitioner. As an authorized practitioner, you're able to help people establish, build, and use infinite banking policies to their advantage, which is something that most advisors just don't have the knowledge base about. Now, you could get 1,000 advisors in a room, and I'm pretty sure that if you mention the words infinite banking, I'll bet you 90% of them raise their hand and say, I've heard of that. I know all about infinite banking. And their knowledge of infinite banking is simply borrowing money out of a policy and paying money back to that policy, when that's really not banking at all. But you don't really understand that. You don't understand the hybrids policies. You don't understand the various nuances that go along with those policies. So you don't really know how to utilize those to your advantage. And there's things we've talked about on other programs that we'll get into in more depth as far as having multiple doors on a policy, a front door and a side door, ways to put funds into a policy so that it can work for banking and not just for insurance. And those are things that, unless you're an authorized practitioner, you usually don't hear anything about. You don't really know a whole lot about. And all you know is that, yeah, there's something about an insurance policy, borrowing money out and paying it back. Well, that's not really the infinite banking, but that is the view of so many people without the knowledge base. And so when you think about it, Cynthia, that you'll find that there are over roughly, and I've done some research, but there's over about 1,000 companies, maybe, or thereabouts, it seems like 1,000 at least, that you can choose from in North America, Canada, that would do policies in the United States. And those policies are going to probably be different in most cases than an infinite banking policy. The infinite banking policies, as we mentioned before, are very rare, unique kind of policies, and they have to be designed very, very, very differently from a traditional whole life policy. Now, with that being said, if there's roughly hundreds and hundreds of companies, if not 1,000, well, there are over 1 million licensed insurance agents out there. So if you were going from one insurance agent to another asking about a policy, you're going to find that only about 1/10 or 1% or less than that. I will say the number is probably less than 1/10 of 1% of all those licensees out there are going to be authorized practitioners. That's the reason why we went, and Eric, I appreciate you mentioning that a minute ago about the needle in a haystack. That's why we went out and made sure that our firm was infinite banking authorized, that we were infinite banking practitioners certified by the Infinite Banking Institute, so that we could not just talk about policies, not just build them, but help people utilize them to their fullest advantage. So when you look at hundreds, if not 1,000 different companies out there, you look at 1 million different advisors out there, and then you look at the fact that of these companies, like I'll mention five. I've seen five here that I can think of off the top of my head, very small number, who actually have policies on their books that would work for infinite banking purposes. You have to have things like non-direct recognition and other features that would make those policies actually work differently from a traditional whole life policy. The problem is, if you take even those five companies, they have a lot of policies on their books to promote. So think about it almost like a shelf. If you had a shelf full of objects, they've got all these different policies, all these different objects that they promote, term policies, universal life policies, all these different ones. And somewhere on the back of the shelf is that policy that works for infinite banking. The authorized practitioner knows what company to go to. They know where to find that policy and then how to build that policy. When you think about the needle in the haystack and you think about the number of companies out there, you think about the number of companies that actually offer infinite banking policies, and you think about the number of other policies that they promote, and then you think about the number of advisors that are actually contracted to even talk to you and in an intelligent manner tell you about how infinite banking actually works, you're talking about a very small sliver. Cynthia, there's no doubt in my mind that you've talked with a lot of people. There's no doubt that you've probably run into your level of frustration. My recommendation is that you would contact the number on your screen. You would go to our website, dial the phone number, set up your one-on-one consultation. We'd be happy to walk you through. Ohio is one of the states that we are practitioners in. We'd be happy to walk you through that process and explain how this works. And from there, you know, if you like it, wonderful. We can even refer you, if you would like, to somebody within the Infinite Banking Institute if you wanted to work with somebody who was closer to you. But it usually starts with a phone call. And so my recommendation would be to go ahead and start with contacting us. And let's just see if we can't just answer a few of your questions. And then from there, maybe give you some direction on what way you may want to go.
I think what people need to know is Frank and I are coming from this as a educational standpoint. We want to be financial educators. And the other thing is we have the policies ourselves and we understand the power of infinite banking and we use it. We're not just someone who is selling you a product because they work for a certain company. This is something that we believe in and this is something that we know that can help others. So that's the reason you really need to get with the right agent who knows the right carrier, knows about the right product, and knows how to make sure that it's designed properly. So maybe, Frank, you can speak briefly on Nelson Nash or how he established the Infinite Banking Institute. Regarding the authorized practitioners, are they required to sell infinite banking policies? Or are they able to do anything that they want?
Well, it's a couple questions there, so let me unpack it. Infinite Banking Institute was started a few years back. I believe it was 2013. What had happened was, in the industry, that wonderful, wonderful book had come out called Becoming Your Own Banker by R. Nelson Nash. And it was a fantastic book. It was the first book I read on the subject a good number of years ago, well over a decade ago. And this was a life changer for me. What had happened was a lot of agents, licensed life insurance agents and financial advisors and who knows what else, picked up on the book and saw that and said, hey, here's a way that I can market these plain old whole life policies that we, that our company sells, and I can market them differently and make them more attractive so I could sell more whole life and make bigger commissions, because they didn't really embrace the concept. Matter of fact, I think that most of them didn't even understand the concept. They certainly didn't go through the background training with the Institute. The Institute's background training is pretty darn extensive. Michael will say that when we signed up for it, Eric, and we went through that process, it was much more extensive than I even thought it was going in. But that being said, I think a lot of the guys just simply read the book, and then the advisors came back and started talking to clients from the standpoint of product selling. So trying to sell their garden variety whole life a policy that really is nothing more than a death benefit, but trying to package it somehow as infinite banking by saying, hey, you can borrow out of the policy and pay it back, therefore you're banking. And you're really has absolutely nothing to do with infinite banking. But it was a lack of education. So I will go as far as to say ignorance played a big role in why there is an infinite banking institute, because there was so much misuse of the term infinite banking out there. You had a lot of people that were promoting policies, whether it be universal life, which you've already established on other programs that do not work for infinite banking, or they were your garden variety whole life policy that doesn't have the rider features that you need in order to work for banking, or they were policies that didn't have the non-direct recognition factor built in. So there could have been a lot of reasons why those policies work. So there was a lot of abuse and misuse out there. Now, I don't want to claim that all those people that used and abused and misused infinite banking were out to, you know, make a quick buck or to do something wrong. I just think there was a lot of genuine ignorance about how it worked. And I think some of the people that I've actually run into who were trying to do infinite banking and were doing it incorrectly or doing it wrong, actually thought that they were doing it right. So the Institute then came along, and the Institute basically brought everybody in. So it didn't matter if you had, 20 years experience, or you'd read the book 20 years ago, or it didn't matter how many policies you thought you'd designed or that type of thing. You went back through school basically, and you learned how these policies work. So when you come through the Institute, you're able to look at a policy. I can look at a policy right now. You could put a policy on my desk. I could thumb through it in about a minute to 2 minutes, and I can tell you if it's properly designed. Will this work for infinite banking or not? Too often, Eric, what I find is that people bring me policies from other people, from other advisors, and they say, well, Frank, I've already talked to somebody they've got many different ways that they like to market this, but I'll hear it's a college planning seminar, or it's a retirement seminar, or it's an infinite banking seminar, or it's a bank on yourself seminar, or it's a privatized wealth luncheon I went to. There's a lot of different, words that people will call infinite banking. So what I hear a lot of times is people say, so I think I understand what you're talking about. I talked to this other guy 6 months ago. He ran this policy design for me, and I just don't see the magic. Well, there's two things. I can look at that policy, and probably 90% of the time I can determine that that policy is incorrectly done. So it has not been customized to work for infinite banking like a properly designed policy. That's number one. Number two, and just as important, infinite banking, and I've said this before, and I will keep saying it until the day I die, infinite banking is more than just the insurance policy. That is such a small piece. Unfortunately, insurance agents, in some ways can't help themselves. When they hear, here's a new way to sell an insurance product, and they get excited about it, they're selling insurance products. Infinite banking is holistic. It is about everything that happens in your life outside of a policy. It just happens that the policy is sort of like the catalyst that we're using these unique features in a tax-favorable environment to benefit from all the benefits that life insurance offers, but also, even more importantly, all the benefits that banking offers. So that is understanding how it's properly designed and how it's built. So the Institute, getting back, I guess, to what you were saying initially, Eric, the Institute came along to help advisors to get onto the right track. So there was no more abuse out there. So now you could draw a line, and if somebody had told you something that was incorrect, or you got a policy and it didn't work out the way they told you, you could easily go back and say, was the advisor an authorized practitioner or not? And if they're an authorized practitioner, we shouldn't be having that conversation. The conversation we should be having is, how great is the policy and how have you been using it to amass more wealth? That's what it comes down to. And that's the biggest thing that I find, Eric, and that's why I'm so proud to be an authorized practitioner and have done the Infinite Banking Institute program, because it has been amazing. And look, I've been an estate planner for years. I've worked in the insurance industry for years. And I read the book 10 years ago, and I understood infinite banking. Like I said, I was doing it in my own household. I went to the Institute believing, hey, I got this figured out. I'm gonna ace right through this course. Now, what I did realize was I knew how to design them. I knew how to build them. I knew how to talk about them. And I knew how to blend concept with numbers. So I was right on that standpoint, but I learned so much more. I learned so much more about various ways you can use these hybrid products that I wasn't even thinking about. You know, I was kind of limited in my scope as far as how we were applying them, how we were using the policies. I was correct on how they were being built, but I was maybe limited in my viewpoint of how many different ways you could use a policy. So for me, that is what really helped me with the Institute. For another advisor, it very likely could be learning how to properly design, build, you know, and talk about, because the biggest obstacle, the biggest hurdle you have when it comes to infinite banking as an advisor, the number one obstacle is getting people to look beyond the numbers and be able to overlay concept on top of numbers. So it is the infinite banking concept, not the infinite banking illustration. So what you learn in the Institute is how to take concept and overlay it onto numbers. So when you look at numbers, black and white numbers, like I said, I can look at an illustration and I can tell you if it'll work for banking, because conceptually I understand how all the different bones are connected. And if you know how the bones are connected in the policy, you'll know if it can actually function. And that's what it really comes down to. So, Eric, that's a long answer to a short question, but it is so important, people. If you are looking for an infinite banking policy, or you just simply want questions answered about infinite banking, please don't waste your time talking with Joe Advisor or Joe Insurance Agent. Find yourself an authorized practitioner who understands inside and out what it looks like, how the bones are connected, and most importantly, how to work for you.
Wow, Frank, I can definitely feel your passion and enthusiasm, and I think that's what people need. They need to find the right advisors who are excited about this concept. I remember speaking directly with Nelson Nash in person a few years ago, and you could just feel his energy and excitement about this whole concept and why he strongly believes in it so much. Now, just as equally as exciting as infinite banking is, I also get more upset when I hear friends and family say they're blindly putting money away in their 401k or IRA and maximizing the employer match. The thing is, it also makes me pretty sad, is I'm really understanding, and so many people are unaware that there's alternative options outside of Wall Street. Once again, what a great week of questions, everyone. If you have more questions, please feel free to visit our website, send us an email, or give us a call, and we'd be happy to answer your questions in upcoming episodes. Next week, what we're planning on is getting under the hood of the infinite banking concept. We're going to address some of your questions about things like non-direct recognition, paid-up addition riders, and other things like policy loans. So once again, great speaking with you, Frank, and everyone have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Foundation podcast. The contents of this podcast are for informational and educational purposes only and not to be viewed as advice. Results may vary, and listeners are encouraged to seek professional financial advice. To learn more or to submit a question, please visit www.thewealthfoundation.org or call 844-OWN-BANK. That's 844-696-2265. Find us on your favorite social media by searching for #TheWealth Foundation.